With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin voters Tuesday rejected Republican-authored ballot questions that would have limited the governor's power to spend federal money that comes to the state for disaster relief or any other crisis unless it's already earmarked. The constitutional amendments were placed on the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature. Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers and a host of liberal groups, had organized against the amendments. They had argued adopting them would slow down the distribution of money when it needs to be spent quickly. This was Evers talking about the questions in Park Falls yesterday ahead of the election results.
It's about the pandemic and how important it was for me to be able to, while the legislature was out of Madison for 300 days, that we were able to do something. And so it's simple. It's a reasonable thing to have the governor, whether it's a Democratic governor or Republican governor.
Evers was in Park Falls to celebrate the completion of Phase 1 of the Marshfield Medical Center renovation. We'll have an update on that project tonight on All Things Considered on WXPR. The Minocqua referendum question passed by 6 votes Tuesday. The town asked voters to exceed its annual tax levy by $750,000. The increase is to maintain the current level of services the town offers. It passed 804 to 758. Voters had previously rejected similar referendums in 2 other elections. In other local races, Lincoln County Clerk Chris Marlowe won the Republican primary with 58% of the votes. In Price County, Meredith Huchman had 28% of the votes in a 5-way race for the county clerk Republican primary. They'll both be on the November ballot. Kyle Kilborn won the Democratic primary for the 7th Congressional District. The district covers most of northern Wisconsin. Kilborn defeated Elsa Duransu. He'll face Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. Wisconsin voters also set the field in a closely watched Senate contest, with Republican businessman Eric Hovde easily winning Wisconsin's Republican Senate primary on Tuesday. Hovde will face Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. Political newcomer Tony Weed defeated current and former state senators in the Republican primary for a deep red district in northeast Wisconsin. Weed was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Democrats also made Rebecca Cook their candidate to take on a Republican incumbent in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Several assembly districts in the area had contested Republican primaries. In the 35th Assembly District, Republican Calvin Callahan advanced with close to 85% of the vote, defeating Todd Maher. Callahan will face Democrat Elizabeth McCrank in November. Republican Rob Summerfield moved forward in the 68th Assembly District with 63% of the vote, defeating Cliff Taylor. Summerfield will be up against a Democrat Richard Pulcher in November. In the 74th Assembly District, Republican Chance Green collected 57% of the vote, defeating Scott Harbridge. Green will take on Democrat Jean Rand Bruce in November. The Wisconsin partisan primary was held in cities, towns, and villages around the state Tuesday. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to voters at Tomahawk's main polling station.
In Wisconsin, voters flocked to polls yesterday to vote for their picks in the partisan primary. The winners of this election will advance to the presidential election in November. For the first time, Tomahawk voters cast their ballots on a new universal voting machine called Express Vote. Eugenia Lenz, a 61-year-old voter from Tomahawk, said she was impressed with the voting process.
I liked it. I like that new voting machine. I like how it improves security.
Lenz says she's voted Republican because she's worried about the border and the economy.
We own a lot of rental homes in town, and we have had to raise our rents because our homeowner's insurance, everything has gone up, and so it all boils down to the poor renter. And it's just sad.
Kathleen Recksteiner is a 69-year-old devout Catholic who said she voted Republican because she's concerned about abortion and crime. She's going to vote for Trump in the November presidential election.
It's going to be interesting. I'm praying a lot, but I'm feeling pretty confident. I think I know who my God is leaning on just for what transpired a month ago. I think a miracle took place.
Tabitha, a 35-year-old who voted Democrat, says she's very concerned about the divide in our country.
We can sit here and talk about gender and same-sex marriage and abortion, but here's the thing is everybody is struggling. The people who put food on the table to feed their families are struggling. I don't care what's in anybody's pants, it's not my business. But I do care if they have food at home. That's my thing.
The presidential election is on November 5th. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Tomahawk.
Kids will soon be back in school, and good nutrition can enhance their ability to learn. Mary Cherney Schoenfelder, a registered dietitian with Aspirus Health, says good nutrition should start at the beginning of the day.
We know kids that eat breakfast do better in school. They have more energy, better memory. And so starting the day with breakfast is important. This could look like having something at home, that combination of carbohydrates, protein, try to get some fruit or vegetable in. Or it might look like using the school breakfast program. We have fabulous options in our schools now for kids to eat breakfast at school.
Eating well when you're young can build good lifelong habits.
Healthy foods are going to give us a lot of great nutrients. That varied healthy diet is important for growth, development, all those important things that we think about in childhood. But it's also a great chance to develop healthy habits, good relationships with food, and good relationships with our bodies that can lead into healthier habits long term.
Cherney Schoenfelder says making foods fun can help encourage kids to eat them. If you're packing a lunch, make sure it will look appetizing by the time the kids will eat it. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.